הליכה על דרך האמת. זה נמצא בכתבי בעל הסולם.
Walking on the path of truth. This is in Kabbalah for the student, page 227. So בעל הסולם's article, Walking the path of truth. This is in Kabbalah for the student, page 227.
אכתוב לך בחינת עמוד האמצעי בעבודת השם יתברך.
Let me write to you with regard to the middle pillar in the work of God, so as to always be a target for you between left and right. This is because there is one who walks who is worse than one who sits idly. It is he who deflects from the road. For the path of truth is a very thin line that one walks until one comes to the king's palace. And anyone who begins to walk at the beginning of the line needs great care not to stray to the right or to the left of the line, even as a hair's breadth. This is so because if at first the deviation is as a hair's breadth, even if one continues completely straight, it is certain that he will not come to the king's palace, as he is not stepping on the true line. And this is a true allegory. Let me explain to you the meaning of the middle pillar, which is the meaning of the Torah, the Creator, and Israel are one. The purpose of the soul, when it comes into the body, is to be rewarded with returning to its root and to cleave unto him while still clothed in the body. As it is written, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave unto him. You see that the matter ends in to cleave unto him, as it was prior to clothing in the body. However, a great preparation is required, which is to walk in all his ways. Yet who knows the ways of the Creator? Indeed, this is the meaning of Torah that has 613 ways. He who walks by them will finally be purified, until his body will no longer be an iron partition between him and his Maker, as it is written, "And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh." Then he shall cleave unto his Maker just as he was before the clothing of the soul in the body. It turns out that there are three discernments. One, Israel is he who strains himself to return to his root. Two, the Creator, which is the root one longs for. 3. The 613 ways of the Torah by which one purifies one's soul and body. This is the spice, as it is written, I have created the evil inclination, I have created for it the Torah as a spice. However, these three are actually one and the same. Again, it turns out that there are three discernments. One, Israel, who is he who strains himself to return to his root. Two, the Creator, which is the root one longs for. Three, the 613 ways of the Torah by which one purifies one's soul and body. This is the spice, as it is written, I have created the evil inclination, I have created for it the Torah as a spice. However, these three are actually one and the same. In the end, any servant of the Creator attains them as a single, united, and unified discernment. They only appear to be divided into three because of one's incompleteness in the work of God.
So far is it clear? Because from here onwards he's going to explain how to use this. And if it's not clear, please ask, because this is something fundamental.
But Bechina Aleph comes, how can Bechina Aleph comes before Bechina Bet? One cannot go back to the root if he doesn't know.
He says there are two aspects, man, three aspects, man and the Creator and the connection between them, and how the and man reaches the Creator. There's the Creator there, and I'm here. I'm sort of showing it physically, although it's all internally. It's about the change of qualities. And there's this gap, this distance between us, which is really a change, a transformation I have to go through in order to reach him. I have this and that qualities. He has other qualities. I have to change in my qualities so as to come to his state. The change of my qualities towards him means that I rise through the ladder of degrees and approach him. Israel, how does he say it, is the one who strains himself to return to his root. Meaning, one who has such a desire that he must come to revelation of the Creator. He's called Israel. Otherwise, he isn't. That's the only way to discern Israel or all the rest. The Creator, he says, is the root one longs for, which also needs to be scrutinized. First, I need to scrutinize that point of Israel within me, which is the only point longing for the root, not all kinds of thoughts and desires that are seemingly perhaps in this direction, but they're actually towards different goals and directions. So first I have to sort of peel myself to reach that point, hold on to it, and advance with it. As opposed to a thousand other thoughts, desires, plans, confusions that I absorb from the environment, from the air around me, and so forth. So scrutinizing that point. Now, scrutinizing the goal. The goal I don't know at all. Within me, perhaps I have, something. A person is close to himself. He can somehow work with himself. But to scrutinize who the Creator is. And if I start saying it's good that does good and all kinds of things, it's what I depict to myself, meaning it's in my evil inclination, which is broken. So what Creator is this? And the path. If I cannot scrutinize this or that, not me or the Creator, so how will I now say that I approach him through this change or that change? How? So all those things require actually scrutiny. Although it makes sense, like he says, it's either I have to go through some distance or I'm unlike him in qualities. He's all around, filling up reality. I'm in this reality, but I don't feel him because I don't have the same sense to feel that entire reality. I'm closed within me, feeling only what's in myself. That's why my desire is called the ego, that closes everything within itself. If I unlock it, then I feel the Creator. Then what he says these three, me, the Creator, and the path between us, is all one in the end. And it's true, because we're talking about the changes happening within the person. So if I am broken and I take upon myself more and more changes, reaching the level of the Creator and unifying with him, so it's not like I'm alone in reality, which is the Creator. Rather, it all becomes one reality. That means that there's me plus all the changes I went through, qualities I've acquired, and the Creator, meaning what I've come to, are all one and the same. And if it still doesn't seem to me as one thing, then it's an indication that I haven't reached the goal yet. Is it clear? Don't be shy. Yes.
Now that you describe it, it is clear how neither of them is understood unless you work through the tense.
Wait. Let's wait with that. This is not known yet. It's too early. I don't know yet. Yes, Benzi.
He says that the beginning of the line requires a great care.
Yes.
What can we do at the beginning of the line? What can be done?
Well, let's say a person comes and he's with us for a while. Then something doesn't seem right to him based on his mind and heart, meaning he believes what he feels and understands as truth. And then he goes someplace else. He didn't started on the line, the right line yet, but he took a different direction. And perhaps he's here with us, but he, for some reason, can't hear. He's incapable for all kinds of reasons, even being here. So the beginning is very critical. Very critical. Because a person still doesn't understand anything, and he may enter any society, any influence, and he's already in it, and it's very difficult to do anything about it. Let's say that's called in the beginning of the line. We see that it happens to many people. Usually, the reason is pride. What's pride? That he trusts himself that with his vessels he can scrutinize the truth. He can tune himself, direct himself. Like a driver, he knows the path, although it's unknown to anyone who starts. Whereas if it's not in the beginning of the line, meaning at some place on the way after a certain period of development, then there's books around him, the group, a certain lexicon, this sort of understanding the vernacular and what's the meaning of all those things to an extent. He goes into deeper confusions, but despite them, he also realizes that they're part of the path, meaning he already goes through states where he doesn't really trust himself. He understands that he is matter in the hands of the Maker, and he is going through all kinds of states. There's some work to be done. But in the end, I'm the matter. And therefore, even though he is mistaken, these mistakes may not be so critical. If he's really part of the study and the group and this entire system that is supposed to lead him to the goal. Or the corruption may also be because he goes under a very powerful influence. Well, there's a lot of issues here, but obviously the opportunity to succeed is in persistence, and the problem with succeeding is in the beginning of the line, the hardest problem. And of course, persistence means that he's in the group and everything, and he's not just sitting there and being detached from everything. You have some people like that, who are, they come, they sit, they open the books, they finish, they close it, and they go away. You know, like lecturers in the university. You don't care about the others. You need to study what you need in order to pass the test, and that's it. So we just have to see that the person doesn't drop off the wagon. Okay, so let's return to the article. There's Israel, the light and the creator. The one who longs to discover the creator is called Israel, straight to the creator. The blessed be he, the creator, is the root that one longs for, and the Torah, or the light, are the steps by which a person changes in order to come from his nature to the nature of the creator. Why is it called Oraita? Because by the Ochino, the Oraita, meaning the lights of the Torah, the lights that reach him, one corrects himself 613 times. And thus, his nature equalizes with the nature of the Creator. Yes. There's the goal, there's one who wants to reach the goal, and there's the path.
The means.
The means, yeah. It's unclear how the means or the path eventually becomes like the goal. It's a process I went through, or we went through. We came to a certain point. That's it, I'm done with the process.
You're depicting these things in a corporeal way. In spirituality, you don't have any matter that is left behind, say. There are qualities. Therefore, if that upper force called the light created the spark and clothed it in the will to receive in a form that is opposite itself, then by now shining on what it created, the spark that is in the will to receive, it transforms this spark and will to receive into the quality of bestowal, and everything becomes one. There is nothing that is left. In the end, there is nothing left in which there is some difference, some disparity from the upper light. There was a disparity in the beginning, which is existence from existence and existence from absence, but through the corrections that take place, the external corrections around the point of existence from absence, that point has corrected itself. It's completed itself such that it is now truly like the existence from existence. That even that, how shall I say this, even her root being existence from absence disappears completely. And they remain glued in adhesion without any difference between them. We don't understand these things, these words are not accurate, it's from our world, but somehow this is how it is. But in the principle, the essence of that change, that we can understand. That if the entire difference I corrected through the light, then it turns into adaptation, matching the Creator. Well,
what does it mean to correct by the light?
To correct by the light means that the same matter, the will to receive, I transform it through the intention into the bestower. The will to receive remains the will to receive. if it receives in order to bestow contentment to the one from whom it receives, then it turns out that he is the bestower, the giver. What does it mean? What does it matter? What do I enjoy from? Or what do I give contentment by? Tell me, what is the difference? A little baby who receives something from mommy and it feels good for him, and by that he gives her pleasure. Does he give her pleasure? He gives her pleasure. Well, it's not about the intention, it's not about himself, etc. But does it give pleasure? It gives pleasure. That's it. So we see that everything depends on the attitude, on the relation. I invite you to my place. You come as a guest. And I give you things, and I enjoy the fact that you enjoy what I prepared for you. So you give me pleasure. You can give me pleasure by, say, bringing me a gift. You can give me pleasure by receiving a gift from me. It doesn't matter what the action is. Who is giving, who is receiving. Rather, who wants to cause, to bring whom, pleasure. That is what is important. So we have the possibility to do it both by reception or by bestowal. By bestowal, well, we can't do that by ourselves because we see that we are only vessels of reception. How will I bestow? But I can receive in order to bestow. Yes?
But still, how do I, what does it mean to work with the light that will bring me to that state? Because it's a means.
The moment I want to correct my will to receive so that it would work in the opposite form, which is called correcting the ego, then I ask. I do all kinds of actions in the group. I perform all kinds of actions, means that help me to change myself.
So then what is the discernment that I work correctly with the light?
Well, as he says, that Israel, the light, and the creator, or the Torah, Israel, the creator, and the Torah are one. That I, through the means called Torah, want to reach adhesion with the creator. Yes?
Is it possible to say that a person who advances with spiritual attainment uses the reshimo, meaning from everything he went through, helps him use it now?
You mean the experience that he had before?
All the experiences he went through, he can now work with it and bestow.
All the experiences? No, not necessarily. They don't necessarily give it to him. They may actually take it away from him. Not necessarily he will remember everything. That we don't know. We don't understand how we advance and by which conditions, because we are connected to thousands, billions of other souls. And each time, it's like synapses in the brain.
Connections.
Yeah, these connections like we have in the brain, you know, it's like this sort of a communication system. Each time we have these commutations, like in a phone system, where you contact different people, it's all changing all the time. So we don't know. Every state is totally different. And it's like in our brain, all these different connections, and also in our body, these connections that are constantly changing and renewing. That's actually life. And we are that way also. I'm connected to billions of people, as if people, those are actually souls in all kinds of different states, as much as they feel or they don't feel who they are and what they are, that doesn't matter. And I don't determine how to be in it. Rather, every moment in the general development of the whole of reality, these changes are renewed. They change. And according to these connections, as much as I need from them, I feel that, and as much as I don't need, it's not in my perception. I need to accept every state as a given. That is the right one for advancement, and all that depends on me is how to advance. I might be in a state where as if I'm detached from everyone. So what? This is what was done, given to me. It's not that I'm complaining about it, because for my advancement, this state is the right one. It has to happen on the way. Everything we receive, we need to sort it out. Thanks God. I reached something new. It doesn't matter what it's like, that new thing. And now I have something to do. Yes?
So we're fed by these connections. That's our livelihood. We don't need anything else.
Nothing else. Your entire choice is in the extra bestowal that you can perform on top of these connections. But the connections themselves, whatever you receive, that is the state you get. And the environment will help you to realize that state correctly. Let's continue. So we have three inputs, three elements: Israel, the Creator, and the Torah. The Torah, again, it's the same light, the same Creator, actually, which is bestowing, affecting us from the root, but in His influence over us, there are 613 lights which one by one correct us and correct us until we will change to being a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more bestowing until we reach pure bestowal, which is called Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Creator. Blessed be Him. And each time when we try to be corrected, the light that reforms affects us, because by that we raise man. That light affects us from afar. This is called mud. It corrects us, and later it fills us up. And then, in its fulfillment, we feel the revelation of the Creator, a partial fulfillment, a partial revelation of the Creator. And then, according to the partial correction of the kli, this is called a degree. This is how we advance. Yes. Can you explain what is the second discernment? The Creator, who is the root one longs for? The Creator, well, that is what we call the complete quality of bestowal that is ruling the whole of reality. The general law of the whole of reality, which is bestowal, we also call it love. This is all with respect to us. In truth, there is no Creator without a created being. We cannot say if it's not with respect to us. Gonna talk about it. The Creator is the bestowal that fills up the whole of reality. Reality means the will to receive that He created, and that will to receive lives as a result of that bestowal that created it and fills it up, which is called the Creator. And that will to receive develops through all of its degrees, from the smallest coarseness to a greater and greater coarseness, through that same nice, good bestowal, nice, good influence that wants to grow and advance the will to receive to the opposite form. It is the completely opposite, existence from absence, and bring it to a form where it would truly be like existence from existence, meaning that it would be all in order to bestow. And the light that fills up the will to receive is constantly cooking it, correcting it. And the will to receive is then cooked by that. Now, as it cooks, the will to receive, as it cooks, it undergoes stages of correction. Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet. Because that way, through the light, it changes in qualities. This is called the four qualities, because the shoresh, the root, we don't take that into consideration because that is just bestowal. But through the bestowal, the will to receive started feeling that it receives, later that it wants to bestow, later how will it realize its bestowal, and the actual realization, implementation. So four phases, four discernments. That's why it's called Shem Hashem, the name of the Creator. It's the expression, manifestation of the light in me. Therefore, this is the name that I give the light, Havaya. And the will to receive that develops through the light that fills it up it begins, like in the original four phases of Havaya, it begins to feel, I'm doing everything he wants, I want to respond to him a little bit. That's the second discernment, Bechina Bet. I want to receive a little bit more for myself, even though that it's underneath the influence of the light. Bechina Gimel, the third phase, these discernments are called still vegetative and animate, within the will to receive, but still those three phases, those discernments, exist through the will to receive. And later comes Bechina Dalet, the fourth discernment of phase, which is called Adam. And in the Adam, in the human, there is also a special development, as we learn from the Havaya, which is in Ein Sof, that there is Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet within Bechina Dalet, within the fourth phase. So then Aleph Bet Gimel within the Bechina Dalet are called the various types of people in the world. I don't want to start now making things complicated with the yellow, red, white, and black. Because it's not exactly according to this. There is some corporeal matching here and a spiritual matching. It's really complicated, and people can understand it incorrectly. Actually, it's unrelated. Spiritual ascent doesn't depend on any of these, anything other than the spark that is in the fourth phase, which is called the point in the heart, that then such a desire awakens. It awakens by itself. And here, there is truly a unique development that the Bechina Dalet in Dalet has to, by itself, add its desire, its development. And that's where we are. So, did I answer the question, or? So what is Bechina Bet? What is the second point here, the creator, which is the root one longs for? This is our root, the root from which there is an influence bestowed on all the phases, and even towards us, which are the lowest and worst. Meaning that we can feel ourselves as the most distant from the Creator if we have that spark. What is that spark? That spark is the awareness, the recognition that I belong to the root, but I'm opposite it. Two opposite things. Both of them are opposites. And they are in us. And this is a very special uniqueness that we have, and others don't have it. Therefore, they don't feel themselves as disconnected from the root or opposite it or nothing. Yes.
So what do we do with this polarity?
So, well, this oppositeness helps us actually. As much as I feel a split, out of that split I begin to build the kli. All our measurements are built out of two opposite things. And therefore, if I have that split, I can now expand it. I can now magnify it in all kinds of different manners, all kinds of different scrutinies. And then by that, I start scrutinizing reality. Where do I exist in? And I don't scrutinize it in a superficial manner. What's happening here with the plants, flowers, animals, myself? No, rather I start now scrutinizing the reality that is includes me and the Creator, because there are two opposite points in me, two polar points. So out of this model, out of this pattern that is in me and the Creator, I can now start through analysis and synthesis, I can start engaging in that and then seeing what does it mean, what is creation, whereas other people can't do that. And that's actually what Abraham started. What, did he just look at the stars? He was observing what is that force that other than him is operating in reality, existence from existence. And then out of the existence from existence and existence from absence, a person starts scrutinizing. So what is scrutinizing is called the wisdom of Kabbalah or Torah. The actions of the light, the Creator, the one force, over the other force that He created, and now how He changes him and brings him to match him. He created him existence from absence, and He brings him to existence from existence. This entire process and all of these actions are called the Torah, meaning the action of the light, in short, Torah Or, the teaching of the light. I think that's really simple, yes?
How in this polarity do we discern these three things?
How out of the polarity, the oppositeness that we have towards the Creator, do we discern these three points? It's actually because with the help of the oppositeness between me and the Creator, I attain Him, I attain myself, I attain the entire reality. If I didn't feel this oppositeness in me, I wouldn't have room where I can discover it, as we say, the advantage of light over darkness. Only in such a way. How can it be? How do I check how much here we have
lumens.
Lumens or kelvins? How do I measure the intensity in newtons or kilograms? I always measure it with respect to something, in comparison to something. That's the yardstick. So if I have these two polar points, then I become the person who attains, who understands, who scrutinizes, and then I'm talking about a realm where an ordinary person simply doesn't exist, because I'm speaking about the Creator, the created being, and the Kli that is between them, that I build inside of me, out of myself. I am actually the Kli, the vessel. That is the wisdom of Kabbalah. Yes.
How do I then clarify these three aspects? You're saying the polarity is the condition to begin scrutinizing them. How do I do it?
In order to clarify them, you now need to take these three discernments. Existence from existence, existence from absence, and the connection between them. You need to bring them to a place where you can work with them. Perform all kinds of actions. How is that possible? You bring them to a state where the Creator, the root that one longs for, something that we can't quite get, can't attain. And the created being who also doesn't know himself, because knowing the Creator and knowing the created being goes together. One is against the other. As much as I don't know myself, I don't know the Creator, I don't know myself. It just seems to me that I know myself. If I don't know the Creator even at 1%, then at same 1%, I don't know myself. It's really that way. What we know is only the form of the animal in us. Only that, not the form of Adam, of the human. Because Adam is precisely that Kli in which the light is clothed and they're revealed together. The light and the Kli together, and that's the Creator and the created being in adhesion, even at the smallest degree. And if not, then you don't know the Adam in you. The animal, yes, you do. So go to a shrink, he'll tell you who you are. So, we therefore need, in order to start working, and it is demanded of us to start working, even from the get-go, from the beginning, the Bechinat Dalet in us, the Dalet in the Dalet, doesn't matter, it demands from us to start working from zero, even less than zero. that you will start working by yourself. Of course, it's like a baby, even less than a baby. It doesn't matter. But you have to participate, and therefore, we need to organize according to the conditions that we have, according to what we see and feel. Being in this special world, meaning in some special form, special pattern, mold that we're in, we have to realize that this pattern is a replication, a projection from the upper pattern, the upper form, and we have to arrange it in a form that is like spirituality and inside of it to discover spirituality. Why inside of it? Because each time that I'm not yet in spirituality, through this pattern, I try to build it, and I end up being as if like the creator. By that, I end up being like the creator who is truly creating the world. This is called what is written, that the righteous create the world, that they are partners in that. That as if we are also taking part in creation, we're also creating. So what is happening here, how can we build the right pattern, the right template, which is in this world, which is a projection from the upper spiritual degree? So they tell us how to. Existence from absence is the Adam. Existence from existence is the group. And the relationships between me and the group is the Torah. So simple. If I throw away the whole of reality, thousands of miles away from me, because this is all just a still, vegetative, and animate, and I remain only in the speaking degree, which is important to me, then it's just me and the group, and the connections between us. That's it, yeah?
So, me, the group, and the connection between them is...
And all the rest doesn't exist. Me, the group, and the connections between us, and all the rest simply doesn't exist. Really. We haven't yet reached it in our work, in our tents, but only that. If I aim myself to spiritual attainment, then everything other than that should only be done in necessity and in a form where there is no night or day.
So me, the group, and the connection between them are the three discernments, Israel, the Light, and the Creator.
So how do I discern within myself, Israel, the group, Kutsha Brichon, how in the connections between me and the group I discern it to being the Light?
I have to accept that behind the group or the ten is the Creator. What does it mean that he stands behind them? That he's dressed into them. And that's how I have to accept them. And so my work is to adhere to them, to be so close to them that there's no difference between me and them. And that's called adhesion with the Creator in that game we're playing in our state. And if I can or can't, the upper light will influence what's between us. And if it doesn't operate, then according to my efforts, it will and correct the state. And in the connection between us, between me and the group, the tension, the gap, the hatred between us on the one hand, And yet, how much we bridge over the hatred and cover it with love. That's how I find the intensity of connection with the group, so that it's exactly the intensity of revelation of the Creator between us. Yeah.
Let's say the first discernment, where it says, Israel, one who trains himself to return to his root. What should I locate within me when I come to connect to the group so that it would be the discernment of Israel?
Israel means that I am willing to burn everything in my life in order to be in adhesion with the group. That's called one who longs to return to his root. Bit by bit. Maybe it's not yet worthwhile to talk like that, but... It's desired to do this gradually. Yes, Danny.
Throughout the years, as we read this, every time we see receive a different picture of these three ingredients, is it worthwhile to erase everything that I had in the past and just work with what you now said? I can give an example to what I...
I understand you. Yeah. It's recommended to erase. Later, it will appear, and then it won't be as a disturbance, but as a completion. Yeah. Guy there wanted to ask, where are you from?
Ranana Group. This is amazing. What Danny asked is pretty much what I wanted to ask, but I'm going to ask something else.
So, okay.
What's the role of dissemination among these three factors, three elements?
By dissemination, we draw upon ourselves those layers of still vegetative and animate, without which the speaking cannot exist as well. It's like human in this world. Can he exist without the still vegetative and animate? Without the soil, the vegetation, and the animals? Can't. Just a human being as an animal. So in spirituality too, we cannot advance without the spiritual, still vegetative and animate. And that's why we need the entire world, the whole of humanity first, to also join us. And that's why we need this correction. The general correction cannot happen without those called Israel connecting them to themselves, all the nations of the world. And that means the still vegetative and animate of the human level.
Even though I, as a part of the group, haven't even reached the first connection.
I don't know when we came to it or didn't come to it. I see that the great Kabbalist writes to us, the one we drink from his Torah, and want to follow it. So first of all, what he tells me is like an order. How much I understand it or not doesn't matter. That's one. And two, we also see in our eyes that the world is reaching a state where it needs that correction that our great teacher wrote about.
Thanks.
But also, it has to be gradual and with subtlety and so forth. There's a part that's up to the person to do, and there's a part that's up to the upper one. We'll feel that reciprocity, this dance, sort of. You know, they say you need two to tango. So, how the Creator and the creature work in this reciprocity.
Почему, когда человек аннулирует себя, творение, диапазон его ощущений становится глубже и шире?
Ну...
We are Russians now? Why, when the created being cancels himself, then the realm of his senses expand?
Because he cancels his beast, and then he is included in a higher degree. Or he nullifies himself before the group, and he begins to feel the vessel of the group. And it doesn't matter what group. Like with Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, he annuls himself before the group, and behind the group stands the Creator. And it seems to him that the group is the group. And if he can nullify himself even more, then he expands his kli. The nullification is actually the most efficient action to expand the vessels. Without it, it's impossible to rise to a higher vessel. Yes.
Israel are those who strain themselves to return to his root. Straining. If you can talk about.
It says simply about this. Whatever you can, whatever you can do in your abilities, you should do. And all the rest is what old Hillel said. That which you hate, don't do to your friend, and the rest, go and study.
If when I strain, when I exert, then the two and three, you know, we can start entering that work with them?
No, you can't exert without tying them together. You can't. Israel is the one who strains himself to return to his root. So Israel is, like you discover within yourself, that tendency called straight to the Creator. To return is already what's called the 613 paths of the light, meaning that you constantly have to improve yourself using the lights that you receive. And one's root is that you come to complete adhesion match with the Creator. So that's called the Creator, blessed be He, meaning the complete form of bestowal. And that complete form of bestowal is the root for us, is the goal that we long for, meaning we work that way to reach it. That's two. And three is the 613 ways of the Torah, meaning all the different means that work on Israel, who has to purify his soul and body, meaning his will to receive. These lights that come to it gradually are called the spice, because they gradually add the will to bestow to the will to receive it, like when you put condiments on your food. And so the Torah is called the spice, that it gradually adapts the will to receive to the Creator. So you have these three in each. Guys, look, it's really one. Think about it more and more and more. You'll see that as much as you'll try to turn it around, it's actually one reality. We just have to discover it as such. Okay, last one, and we'll continue, or we move to something else.
Is it true to say that the distance between Israel and the Creator, each time I discover Him, this is the distance of above reason, the work of above reason that I have to do?
Yes. Yeah. I don't want to go into further scrutinies here, because it will take us away from what we spoke about. We spoke about it in a certain style, and then we let's keep it that way without mixing it with something else. Do we continue on to a letter or something else? How do you feel according to... Because sometimes it's already better to sort of stop and... Yeah? Okay. I feel too that... Okay, so page 173.